Hey all, thanks for joining my podcast today. Kind of been sporadically posting, just kind of posting when I have something to talk about instead of just forcing things. I think a lot of things I've learned, one of the biggest things I've learned over the past few months is the idea of not forcing things, kind of letting things flow and letting things happen when they're supposed to happen, right? If you force yourself to be creative, I believe while you may be able to create something, it's not going to be as authentic as it would be if you let something flow and become. Now, that doesn't mean you should just sit around and be lazy. It means you should be constantly learning and constantly putting you in positions to expand your knowledge and expand the ability to create, similar to being very habitual. So, you know, getting a good job, getting a good career, it takes habits, right? And it takes effort. You can't just sit around and do nothing. But at the same time, sitting there and saying, oh, I need that job, or I need that career, and trying to force things won't necessarily make it come faster. Same thing with a relationship or friendships, right? We oftentimes want to force things, but if we force things, it's probably not going to come about as soon, and it's not going to be the same thing that we actually want. But if we continue to work on ourselves, continue to put ourselves out there, things will work out in time. At least I believe. I may be wrong. You know, I don't necessarily know. I'm putting my phone down, by the way, right now. I don't necessarily know because I haven't lived my full life. But I can tell you that a lot of things in my life have come at weird times and kind of have just worked out in a interesting way, right? I think the idea that everything works out for a reason has some substantiation. It is substantiated to a degree, and I think everything works out for the best in a certain way. But at the same time, sometimes things don't necessarily work out, right? How do you explain to someone who's a really good person who, you know, has life-threatening cancer or some kind of illness? Like, how do you tell the person that everything's happening for a reason, right? It's hard. But there are certain things, I think, in life that we can take a lot from, and we can be really grateful for it and kind of it shows us the value of taking a step back and just going with the flow. So, you know, I think I've mentioned this a few times in my podcast, but I think that's what I am trying to do with my creative process. I'm trying to let flow. I'm trying to put effort into it, but not force things. A lot of the times, you know, it's an 80-20 principle where I'm creating 20% of the time, but I'm learning 80% of the time. I'm trying to formulate those ideas and, you know, more or less methods for that 20% of the time, right? So I think if you want to create or be successful, you should be learning, you know, 80% of the time and executing 20% of the time. And I could tell you those 20% of the time is probably going to produce 80% of your results, right? Because it's going to be quality versus just quantity. Now, quantity is also good, right? Because I produce a lot of podcasts, I produce a lot of videos, and I do that because I want to get my message out there, and it's worked. So there's a balance in between, right? But you don't want to just like post just to post. Another really big thing that I have been learning and I want to talk about today is the idea of what is life? What is life, right? And that's like, there's no one answer, right? There's no one answer. And I'm not here to give you an answer of what is life, because that's your that's your answer, right? You have to answer for yourself. But I think a lot of us are creating our lives around our job, around making money, around being successful, you know, growing our career, whatever that is. And I think that's great, right? I think a big mistake a lot of people make with my mindfulness and stuff like that is that I'm not looking to be successful. I'm not looking to make money. I'm not looking to grow my career, right? That's false. I mean, I was with a friend this week and we had a conversation about businesses and starting stuff. And he sat me down and he was like, you got to stop with this mindfulness stuff. You got to stop doing this. It's taking away your productivity. It's taking your way of wanting to make money. And I sat there for a second. I honestly tried to understand what he was saying. I said, has my ability to earn more money, has my ability to grow my career, has my ability to focus on long-term growth stop because I'm mindful. And, you know, listening to philosophies that talk about like the lack of importance of money and the importance of just well-being in the mind and all that, and that money doesn't buy me happiness. Does all that stop what I used to be and stop what he wants to be? And I thought for a second, and I said, you know, you may be right. But then afterwards, after I met with him in a few days, this was 2 days ago, and it's 3 days now, I thought about it, and I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because by me being more mindful, and by me finding happiness within instead of outside from physical things, I understand where I should put my time and where I should put my value. And I think that's such a big thing. Being mindful and being inward rather than outward does not mean you can't make a lot of money. Does not mean you can't work hard. Does not mean you can't have nice things. Quite the opposite. You can, but you need to do it mindfully. And I think that what he was saying was like, I was becoming a monk that had no possessions and would just sit there and meditate and be happy. And of course, there's some kind of substance there that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to meditate. I'm trying to find my happiness without physical things. But I've never changed my goals in life. I want to be successful. I want to make an impact. I want to make money. I want to buy nice things. I have hobbies that I want to do. I like to travel. I like watches. I like those things, you know? And none of that has changed, but my mind has become more mindful about those decisions. And I think that's what a lot of people are scared of. They're like, well, I'm trying to enjoy my life. Why do I have to, you know, be mindful? Why do I just want to live in the net. I just want to like buy. I just want to have fun. I don't want to think too much. And I get that. Like, you don't want to think too much. You don't want to, you know, sit there and meditate. You just want to go have fun. You want to go out with your friends. You want to go party. You want to go, you know, on nice vacations and just spend a lot of money and do social media. Like, all that stuff seems really glamorous in the moment. And there is something to be said that some of the aspects of that is fun. I think for us as a society in the 21st century, in 2023, to say that none of that matters is wrong. I think there is a lot of benefits to that, being connected to your friends, being able to, you know, buy nice things, you know, that you enjoy, like collectible, make wealth, you know, all that stuff is not inherently evil. But I think we create evil when we put so much pressure on ourselves and so much focus that is the only thing. That the only thing to life is to have $70, $80 million in the bank. The only thing to life is to drive that Ferrari, to have that nice house, to go to those $1,000 dinner restaurants, right? And like, that's not it. It's not it. That's just an addition. And I wish I wanted to explain to him. I wanted to sit there. But then I said to myself, this is not the situation that I feel like this person is going to change your mind. Because if he or she, not just this situation, if someone is criticizing you and telling you something that you should not be, that's a red flag. Doesn't mean he's not my friend, but that's a red flag that this person is not open. His mind is not open. And I think a lot of us are like this. A lot of us are stuck in their ways. People will laugh, you know, not openly, but sarcastically about my mindfulness journey and my posts and my videos and my podcasts. And I'm like, that's great. But then you don't understand. Because if you don't understand the value that I've gotten from this content and the value that certain people get from this content and the feeling that I get from this content, then you will never understand it. Now, I could bring you to water and I could force you to drink, but I could bring you to water, but I can't force you to drink. Excuse me. I can't make you understand what I'm trying to say, understand how I feel. But what I can say is that here are the resources that have helped me, and maybe it's worth taking a look at it just how I look at your things, right? There's a lot of good things that he says, for example, this person, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to close my mind to other things. And that goes to that kind of moves into my second point. I want to be successful. I want to have money so I can provide for my family and for myself to live a happy life, right? Things cost money. I invest my money. I save my money.
If anyone knows me, I am subleasing an apartment right now, and I'm probably going to move back to my house for a little bit just to save money and just be practical, right? So for me, for someone to say that like you're too mindful and you're not caring about making a lot of money is false, because I am. But I've realized that that means nothing in the end of the day. It means something in modern day sense, because we live in a world where we need money to live a relatively good life, in the sense of not so many worries, to pay for school, to pay for housing, to pay for food, to pay for trips, right? We need money to live. But money is not everything. And that's why it's also important to be mindful, because you can also make sacrifices, right? If you're not mindful, you just spend. But mindfulness also helps you mindfully spend your money, see what you actually want, what you need, right? Not just buy things just to buy things. I hear so often that people just buy shoes, clothes, watches, and it's like, fine, maybe all they want all of this, but I find it hard to believe that they need 20 sweaters or they need 30 or 15 pairs of shoes, right? I find it hard to believe. So I want to make that clear, that I'm not someone who's against entrepreneurship or against making a lot of money, but I think it needs to come after and in par, more or less, with that mindfulness and inward love and happiness and fulfillment, right? And that's why I think when I'm thinking about what do I want to do to make money, because I do think, and if you want to really make money, do entrepreneurship, I want to find something that I'm going to make an impact first. A lot of us chase the money first, right? We chase, how do I make a quick buck? How do I make this? How do I, you know, make this profitable? And while this is great, it all starts with why, as Simon Sinek says. It all starts with impact. The company I'm working at is a software company. And at its core, it's a psychological product. It makes an impact on people's lives day to day. Sure, it's great technology, but it's making an impact every day. Apple is so successful because of the impact it has had on the world. It's allowed people to think differently, in reality, right? Actually think different. The fact that the iPhone was so open to be able to communicate easily, be able to take pictures and videos easily, to stream music, to make apps, that was all creative. It all made an impact. Spotify is so successful, not because of the technology, but because it made an impact on people's lives, because they could find new music and connect with people. So a lot of us are chasing about, how do you make money? Right? And there's definitely ways that you can make money, right? You can go buy real estate, you can go buy laundromats, you could do all that, right? And that will make you money, and sometimes it's good money. And I'm not saying don't do that, I may do that. But what I am saying is that if you really want to make money and you really want to be successful, I would look at impact first. So for me, right now, I really feel like I have a calling to make an impact on the business world, make an impact on bringing mindfulness to the workplace and help people with their stress. Because I see how many hours people spend at work and how many emotions go through that time that, you know, people go through during that time period. And I said that the main part maybe to deal with the mental health issues in this world is maybe to start at the places where we spend the most time, and that's school and work. So, and not just like after hours, right? Not just those 5 hours after school or work, right? During work, like how can we make a difference? So that's what I'm going to do. I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to continue to make these podcasts. I'm going to continue making these videos, the videos I make, and I'm going to continue to make my posts because it has impact. And while I'm not doing it for money at all, I don't need to make money at all of this. That's why I have, from any of this, that's why I have a full-time job. That's why I'm also focused on my career in that job. But I do believe that if I am making an impact on people, the money will come eventually in certain forms. Now, how that money will come is yet to be determined. But I truly believe that if I can connect the resource, other companies' resources to my company or organization, that's mutually beneficial, because those resources are helping my members. And I will make money from those resources. So again, I'm not going to go through my whole plan because it's not set in stone. You'll probably see it if you follow me eventually, if this does come to fruition. But my point here is that start with impact. Start with why. Why are you doing something? Why should someone care? And if you have more enough people to care and giving their time to you, you're going to eventually make something, right? You may not be a billionaire. I probably won't be a billionaire. You may not be a millionaire. Maybe I'm not a millionaire. But you'll do something. You'll get somewhere. And I could tell you that, you know, it's going to be more fulfilling than just making money. And that's what I go back to my, I didn't bring it up to my friend because I didn't want to fight with him. I think he's a smart guy and I don't want to fight with him. But I think if I would go back and if you were in a similar situation where someone is like, you're too mindful, you're too hippie, whatever, go back to him and say like, okay, I understand what you're saying, but my goals and my dreams have not changed. I've just had a different outlook. And I believe my outlook is actually better now. Because the positivity I have drives me to do things, drives me to do this podcast, drives me to do the videos, drives me to do this organization. And it's still, and that's still all part of the plan, right? It hasn't changed. So, well, the most convincing statement I can tell you is that if you're looking for investment, right, and you go to an investor and ask for money, you're going to get advice. If you ask for advice, you'll get money. So this is the same principle. If you look for money, you probably won't get money. You'll probably get lessons. But if you look for lessons and you look for impact, the money will come because money is connected to value. And if you have impact, you produce value. And that's the key there. And I think a lot of us, especially in this very fast-paced world and materialistic world, we're always looking for a quick buck. But we don't look at the long term. We don't look at like, hey, you know, what is this going to be in 10, 15, 20 years? You know, what is my impact going to be, right? How are people going to remember me? The greatest stories I've read are about business people who made real impact, right? Southwest Airlines, FedEx, Walmart. All these individuals were bigger than life individuals who made an impact on people's daily lives. And the biggest thing that they said, the biggest asset for these companies are people, not the technology. It's people, because the people can create the technology in the end of the day, right? And how do you motivate people? How do you get them the best people out there? You make an impact. You have a mission that people believe in, right? And I think that in the end of the day is what successful entrepreneurs do, and I think I'm working towards. So, you know, when you're talking about mindfulness and stuff like that, and its application of being successful, I think it is direct correlation. So try be mindful. Try look at what the impact you have on the world and try do those things. And I think the rest will come. You'd be surprised. Now, this is all theory and I'll leave it up to the future to let me know if I'm right or wrong. But I'm excited for it. And thank you so much for listening to my podcast.